Here's base. Actually, for Hayom, Kuloch Yoffer, Rayosi, Ossi, Hulu, Iti, actually for Hayom Hulu, a cane sichon on a lelech be Yoyma Mokam Ache, after Loyer Kulkak if you're saying Nenu, Kimoyal Haramolagus. So it means there's a tkufa coming up that we need to switch places, even though it's not something that Chatchila we'd want to do. Well, the Sham Tovay, I'll give us a vine, Sham Tovay Gam Ato. Sha'ata yofum einbach. Itibal von tavoit shrimi roi shamon al harva giva. Me roi shamon e pirush. Af sha'orlecho is tovetecha levonon. Me roi v'amona telech achrai. In other words, it seems to be, there's a little bit of a problem, and he points it out. A little bit of a problem here because it says he'll follow even there, but lemaisa, what he's saying is that we're going there especially because we can't stay where the sun is out. So what does it mean, I will follow you even to Halvonin? Mechur Techad de Levonin is a nicer place, a better place, more suitable. Now he's going to again explain what is the problem and how are they going about to solve it. In other words, what pushed them to go and what are they doing to solve it? That's also a time when the Nosat Slolim, when it's talked on a covet. Ki imoye Moshe at the Bene Samigdish, loy hoye nechrav, rak hoye oimed letzad, koye murd lame Samigdish omala. The Zehoye culture cause of Eretz Yisrael. So, in this Indian, The tzeil and the sichuch is the dovah toiv. The shemesh in its own, as it is something that's not tolerable. It's not possible to live with a shemesh, and therefore we need some tzeil. Moshe and Aaron acted as that. When they were gone, we had the Beis Hamikdash, but he says, Moshe and Aaron, had they gone in and built a Beis Hamikdash, it would have been ki'ilu as indestructible as them. And his chukka was dafka for this purpose. So this is very, very strange. What does it mean as chukka to that? Let's take a look in the he's quoting the Adaris Elio. The ilu zacha. You know, the Pashto Pshat, you put a dogish on the fact that it wouldn't become Nechrav, and now, unfortunately, it's Chorev, and Moshe tried to prevent the Churban. It's also true. But I don't think that that itself is why he wanted to go in. The Pshat is a Beis HaMikdash that's not going to be Chorev is the final matziv of the Shechin in this world. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's whole tachlis habria is to have a dira b'tachtonim. The dira b'tachtonim is the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Now, if a Beis Hamikdash can become chariv, that means even the Shaita, when the Shechina was there, this was not this was not the fulfillment of a dira b'tachtonim. It's Moshmal Davadim. Someone comes to me as a guest. I treat him very, very nicely. But I know he's a guest when he leaves. If he doesn't leave, then he must be part of the household. He must be a balabas over here. He must be one of the bailim. So here also, if the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have become Chariv, then this would become the safe pasuk of Ratzon Hashem. Bechlau, in the tzifia and the tikva for Achris Hayomim is always a result of a rutzen to manifest Ribbono Shel'Olam's Dira B'Tachtonim. Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and he's trying to make it happen. That is what it's about. If it doesn't happen, then it's something that is a, it means the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has yet to become Nishlam, and we're still in the middle somewhere. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Yisrael so that, because then the Bulldog of Yisrael wouldn't become Charev, the Pshat is that would have become the final matzav of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. L'chein oma elik l'har amoy v'chulu pirish afal piken el hamor v'yoshlayim v'kara. So now the Pasuk is saying, despite the fact that this is not what exactly was envisioned, this is not the type of makom that we've been talking about. It's much more reduced in scope and so on. But cholifin, I want this place. El Gahar Amor Yerushalayim, Bekor Yerushalayim Losh Zohar, Shekhar Zisom Kabbalas Hashef Avura. Ubeis Hamigdash Kora Blosh Nekeva, Kwasham will give us Alvaina, the call Beis Hamigdash Nekeva, Shem Kabbalas Hamigdash Malakidua. So we spoke about this in the first chap, and we had said that Losh Zohar and Losh Nekeva is as follows, that Yerushalayim is the high point of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim Kaviyachol is the shleimus. It's the peak of what we are, and that becomes a kli kibul through the Beis Hamikdash for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's shchina and for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's shchina. That's all. He doesn't going over. It doesn't say anything about. Just says it. Here he says a pshat into why this is on the keva. Different than what we said. The Goyen says over here that the Pshad is the Beis Hamikdash is Mekabel Shefa Milamala. That's what it is. Now, Yerushalayim is spreads out that Shefa into Eretz Yisrael. So he's going in the exact opposite direction where we spoke about. He's saying Harabai is this pchinas the keva, because it's the mekabel of the shefa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Yerushalayim is the chetimtza for bringing it to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. There's an akuda here as follows. What does it mean that Yerushalayim is the Echatimtzefit? I mean, I understand the Beis Hamikdash is the place of Mokum HaKazmokas HaShpah. Let it go from the Beis Hamikdash out to Eretz Yisrael. It's Mashma Adav Adoyme. If I take with a ladle soup, so then I take the ladle and then I pour it into the people's bowl. What do I need another kli over here for? The answer is because in order to be able to take something from Makom A and deliver it to Makom B, one needs to have a bridge between the two. So the Mishkan itself, the Mikdash itself, was Shayach Tal Yoinim Be'etzim, and B'meila, it could not be the vehicle or the bridge that would take the Shefa down into all of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim was a chelik of Eretz Yisrael, but lo nischak l'shvatim. Yerushalayim's mitzvah is, it's the makom Beis Hamikdash, and it's also makom Eretz Yisrael. Even out of Beis Hamikdash, it has a makom. Beis Hamikdash itself is there when it's there, it's not there when it's not there. So be'etzem Beis Hamikdash and anything shayach to it is outside of this world. Yerushalayim is a piece of Eretz Yisrael. It's still part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore everything goes through Yerushalayim and so on.
Maybe on the previous point about Moshe and Aaron and had Moshe built a Beis HaMikdash, it would have lasted Lo Lom Vayed.
Right.
So it sounds like we missed the opportunity. Like at some point, I don't know exactly when, but there was an opportunity for Moshe to build a Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
That would have lasted, that would have had the proper Dira B'Tachtonim that we missed out on.
Right. So
did that opportunity fall away when Moshe and Aaron were left there? Or was there, right, because it was predetermined well in advance.
When they were told that they wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when it was over. So they couldn't be, you know, that would be, it was gone at that point. So I guess it's totally as, you know, Yan Lemantum, be like the Shani, that itself took away from them, they had him to go into Eretz Yisrael. And to make the makom. That was automatic, I think.
Uh-huh. Because this whole Rabbi spoke about a few times about this fundamental question. Everybody talks about this idea and also the idea of Adam and the eating from the Eitz Chaim after he did Eitz Hadas and David HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash. That these kind of things would have lasted long before. Why not? Like, why not let Adam eat from the Eitz Chaim, and then he could live forever, and let David build a Beis HaMikdash, and Elamai. This is what Rebbe, I think, said in a few different Eifanim, that the Olam is not perfection, it's perfecting. Correct. Right? That's the goal.
Correct. And it's more than that. Anytime you have something that's not perfected, and you freeze it, then you can't ever perfect it again. You've done a terrible, terrible disservice, because what's happening is that it's like the mushrooms give, if a person has a painting, so as long as he's painting, you keep fixing things. Then you spray it with some sort of laminate, and that it stays that way. So if the picture's perfect, and then you spray the laminate on it, then Givaldic, it never gets dirty and so on. But if the picture is not perfect, or if there's dirt on it, and you spray the laminate on it, then you have the worst of all worlds. Mm-hmm. You have something which is not royu, and you can't be misakin it. As long as something is not perfect, the heretimtza for tikkun remains, and therefore you must leave it open for tikkun.
So this Yafuah Chayayim, was this a result of the was this a chazaron in Moshe and Aaron? Was this a chazaron in Kol Yisrael? I mean, we know Yaakov Avinu, we know there are a whole bunch of things have to pass before we have like the three stages and the Golos in it.
They go together, the chazaronis in Kol Yisrael and the chazaronis in Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain sense, a hainu hach, because the Moshe Rabbeinu has whatever he has just for Klal Yisrael, and the mashmos is generally that it goes together. I don't know, that's kilo the mashmos is klum. How does it say in Rashi? Klum natatech gdula al b'shvei Yisrael. Yisrael is chato lechreid. So their own averis and Klal Yisrael's averis. It seems to be an element of Hainu Hach. That's generally speaking.
Okay. Something to do with the hitting the water and the.
So all of
it says it's Moshe's fault that we didn't.
Right, but so all of those averis are going to have some element of a reflection about the matzah Klal Yisrael, a reflection of. It'll be understood as a chet Moshe that somehow reflected an issue in Klal Yisrael, because they don't go together always. That's the way you have to learn these things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Kulach Yafa. Kulach Yafa, Pirish by Mitzis, Umum Einbach Pirish by Veris. But so even with Koma came. He is saying specifically, I notice this Amigdash is not for keeps, but still, I'm going to go there. So I think the Knetzer is saying is as follows. A person there's a dira, there's a base dira that this is my bias, and therefore I come here because this is my makom, and permanence to that makom is part of it. So you know, a person has a house, this is his, and this is and this is where he is. A person who doesn't have a house, but he has a wife. So wherever he goes with her, even if it's temporary, it has a shem bias, mikarech his wife. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Be'etzim, I was misavadir b'tachtonim amokim. That's what I'm looking for, that's what I'm waiting for. Even if I don't have it, and this is because this it's disappointing, this mokim has now become, you know, not a mokim for us. I mean, it's not a mokim permanent, so this is not yet the dear time. But as long as you're there, I'm there mikoach you, for you, because of your, you know, that's what it means. So he's saying, because kulach yofu mameinbach, so even though the mokim itself I know is not my mokim, and it's going to disappear as a mokim, still, it's kedai to for me, you know, I'm mistaken to be there.
But what does this mean? Because the makam is not inherent because of the makam. The makam is a product of Klal Yisrael's maisin, right? If Klal Yisrael is perfect, so then this Mikdash is not because there's no Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom doesn't come down and hang out by himself in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Right. It's a chibur to Klal Yisrael. So I like you, but the makam is not good.
So Moshe, you have kitzur the shaita, kitzur los lavoi, loy kitzur los lavoi. Certainly the Kedushas HaMokrim is a result of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha. But there are two levels of Kedusha, of Kedusha. There's L'Shaita Kedusha and the Kedusha Shaita L'Shaita. Now, the type of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the level of Klal Yisrael that creates a Kedusha's Mokrim, of Kitcha Shait Kitcha Osid, that level hadn't been reached. So when a Mokum becomes Mekudish, it's because Klal Yisrael was Mekadish and it's stuck and it can hold. They don't separate from each other. That's the point. They come together and when we're talking about the Mokum being Kodesh versus Klal Yisrael, both of them are shared to Klal Yisrael. It's just stones and earth, it's an atzmam, are not what has any Kedush in it. But it's Klal Yisrael reaching a darga where I made this my Mokum versus and just going together. The famous Chazal that says, Loika Avrom Shnikra Har, Aloki Yitzchok Shnikra Soda, Alag Yaakov Shnikra Bias. So a har is a place that you can get to with great effort, and you stay there on a very temporary basis. A soda is much more accessible. You spend much more time in a soda, but it's still not where you are. A bias is where you are. So these three different pieces, the Beis HaMikdash, are really tfisas mitzad them. In other words, Avram, the world was, by Avram, things were holding that you could make it into a har, not more. A har means a peak that you come to and with great effort, and you can't sit around for a long time. Yitzchak made it into a makom that's successful and ready, and not problematic, but it's not your bias, it's just doesn't translate into bias. And finally, we have Yaakov that because of his darga, he was able to make it into a bias. The same Kedusha is based on Mikdash, the Herzog has a bias. Mm-hmm. All dargas in the person doing it, making it, Mekadesh it.
Would we say that the relationship is like that of Kedushin and Nesuin? So the Kitcha L'Shaita is like a temporary, where it's not kavua, or it's not.
Everything does last. I mean, it just doesn't. It's not a bias. It doesn't create a makom. Great. So Erison creates a personal bond. Does create a makom. That would be a good sushla. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rabbi, does this all take away from Tisha B'Av? And meaning, I think that maybe this was just my misunderstanding all along, but it always seems like by Bayis Rishon, to some degree, there was always a tzad that it would be Lalam Voed, and the Chorban was a terrible Chorban. Bayis Sheni already, it was already Chassis, so the Chorban was a Chorban, but it wasn't like Bayis Rishon. It seems now that the whole thing, even from day one, it was a temporary. Does that make that the destruction, the Chorban, was not as profound?
I don't know. It was profound. Listen, I always knew that my parents are not going to live forever, but it doesn't make the Misa less painful. Know it, and yet, when they're gone, they're gone. So it's also, we knew Beis HaMikdash is going, but when it's gone, then we feel it. Mm-hmm. There's a very, very powerful kina that speaks about, 2,000 years before you created the world, you knew the Beis HaMikdash was going to come. This is the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, the Chorvus, and so on. So that sort of is trying to deal with this musig that somehow it never got off the ground really, and it always had itself as Chorv. But the same Chazal you have the Moshel about Adam Rishon and his choosing to be Chayta. In Chazal, the kin is built on the Chazal, where Adam came at a time of Rishon and said, Rishon Shalom. You claim that it was fair, there was no, it wasn't fixed, and I could have done right or wrong. But you have a Torah that talks about paraduma. If there was no mis, if I really, really had a chance of no mis in the world, then where would paraduma come into the picture? So you have that same nekud again and again of kilu atayna to Rebbeinu Shalom, that at the end of the day, it already was predicted before. Now, it's whatever, you'll have to figure out the mahalachim for all these in Yanim, where Chazal gave a some sort of mahalach of ke'ilu that is going to be, Chorm was predicted before already, we knew already before, it was in the system, and so on.
So it's like the Bechira Shaila, which we don't worry about.
Right. The pshat seems to be as if there was a mahalach readied for it, but it wasn't determined. In other words, it was something. It's like l'mashal, if a fire breaks out in a building and someone takes out the fire extinguisher doesn't mean that the owner knew he was going to make a fire. Mm-hmm. Fire extinguisher means that there was a mahalach in the building of a fire also, and the building was planned that in case it's building the mahalach of a fire, this is going to extinguish. Kuloch Yafa, yeah, Peshma Eimbach, Vavayas, Hotim, Mekoma, Krem, Bavurchal, Emna, Melech, Av, Beis, Amigrish, Seh, She'en, Now, Iti, Melevon, Kala, Iti, Melevon, Tavoyi, Tashuri, Meroi, Shamona, Tashuri means to look out, the Lashon Shur, meaning to see. Let's see what he says. Itim levon and kala, pirish. Levon and hu mitzrayim, shesham hitzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisav ilbasam nesem. See, there's a pshat that levon is referring to mitzrayim, and this probably will help us answer before what it means. I'll go even to levon with you. If it's referring to mitzrayim, it makes sense. Upirish mitchilas yirzavon alach imok mishpas vanecha yedim v'tzayim v'yordi merkola merkavah shamayla. So now in this pshat, what he said before that we agreed to go even levonon makes a lot of sense, because lemaisa, it's talking about going out to Mitzrayim. Iti melvona tavoi pirish kishalis iti tavoi shalisi gamani imok shalis. Iti tavoi, shalisi gamani imach. When you went up, I went with you. What's because of vanoichi alcha gam ala. Ma'achshav kala, loikoen yakein, כי עד כאן הם דמש בחוץ לארץ. וכל הדור בחוץ לארץ, די מכמי שאין לרקאי. אבל אך שמדבר בדור שבארץ ישראל, עם ישוע, לקח עומה, היא קלה. So, the first clear lotion the first clear lotion of Kala referring to Klai Yisrael, the Musa of Klai Yisrael being Zochem, the cave of being called the Baruch Hu, is over here where they're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Pasha Pshat would be, on Nadav Chutzlaretz and so on, because the in order to be mizdabik and mizchaber, you need to have a knisa l'rishus. You need to have the Ribbono Shel Olam taken as a shusay. So just like in marriage, until you don't have a knisa l'rishus, it's not a marriage yet. It also, the musig of it is the knisa l'rishus, and therefore, Klal Yisrael, as long as it's a chutz laretz, since there's no knisa l'rishus in chutz laretz, there's no rishus kapiyach in the chutz laretz, so we're not a kala yet. We become a kala when we click in Eretz Yisrael, when we become Eretz Yisrael. Tashu imerosh amana pirish sipisan alay merosh haramana. So Tashuri Rosh Emuna means we looked out on Rosh Emuna, and it's referred to Yam Suf, which was the first line where it says Vayaminu. So it's interesting over here. He says, Tashuri me Rosh Amona, that you look out from the Rosh Amona. The word Tashuri, meaning to look out, almost seems, we talk about seeing is believing. Seeing is a person's own perception versus hearing. Lechura Amuna is something that we don't see. I mean, I don't have to say, when I say I believe there's a table in front of me, that statement is absurd. It's a kilua made up statement. I see a table in front of me. So what does it mean, the Shurimirei Shemana? I think it means as follows. In the relationship between believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understanding and comprehending and kaviyachol seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu, we tend to think that if we would see, whatever it means, we would believe. Seeing is believing. And by most things in the world, seeing is believing. The relationship with Hashem is, if we are maimin in our Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we can stand and look and interact. It seeing is not going to be what will give us emuna. It's the other way around. Emuna will give us sight, because once you're standing, Lamashal, if I hear something from you and I trust you immensely and I know whatever you say is 100% emes, so now I have a firm basis to stand on, and I feel very confident whatever I see from this basis is emes. So this is a very interesting flipping around of the relationship between Ria and Amuna. We constantly tend to think, well, if I would really see it, then I would believe it. I mean, they wouldn't believe it, then it would be Metzias. So over here it says, Toshuri Meresh Amuna, you look out by standing on top of Amuna, Amuna. The Inyash is here, Yamsu Jezer Tchus Amuna, She'oz Ksiva Yimina Hashem HaShe'abdei. Over there also, the fact that Rosh Hashanah and they said Zekele Van Vehu and all those things, that created a metzias in us. I mean, that was the result of, because we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it now appeared to us and we had some tefis in it. Gam tashuri hu losha shira shesharos. So Tshuva Shimon is going back to that. Ve'roi snir b'chemon, heim har sinai v'achoyer. B'har sinai kimlu ha'teira, v'loi sha'al makosebe, rak hemant bi. V'amar t'nasa v'nishma, v'orim chazal, anan d'saginim, sh'imus s'ksir v'tumas y'sharon t'anchim. U'b'har ha'har, ha'ya mishkin, v'ish posib v'parsh e'la dvorim, u'b'parsh is e'ekev, v'sisa, It says like this. The Tashuri Meroish Amona is going back into the is going back on this because he says whatever we made. In terms of the Mishkan, we made be'emuna. Now, let's finish up the sentence a little bit. So it says over here, they did it be'emuna, like it says, v'yazakol amlocha shiva shemes Moshe. Now, it says over there they did everything exactly what they were told, and which means they were faithful to the original. They were told what to do, and the word emuna here would mean like if I yadav emuna ad boyboyke, his hands were faithful to whatever he had focused it and you know set it out to do. That's what we're talking about over here. So the Mishkan, they had to make it be'emuna. They could be trusted that they're making it the way you're supposed to make it. They could be trusted with the money and everything because that's a quality they needed to put into the Mishkan. By Mishkan mechapa and sensha Yisrael, v'asav yuchat erik ha-shalim, ha-shal gabinu. The Chaimon who are a tal, Koshkazik tal Chemer, Shed al Harait Sirin, Bokhirga Tereshi tal Chaim. Usnir is Harashalig, in the word, yeah, Ukitagumoi, Tura Talga. The who connected a Mishkin, Shem Mechapo, Malbus, and Israel, the causes for Yosim of Omushimadri. So all the Yonim of the Mishkin is Kapara, and all the different Yonim that you around the Mishkin, all of its the Sherish is. From the Emuna Shemantabi. Here he's speaking about the Kapara. He mentions twice in this Hezba that we're talking about the Mishkan being Mechapa on the Sensei Israel. No, but he also says Kneger Mishkan Mechapa Malba on the Sensei Israel. Not quite clear what the kesher is. I mean, where's the kesher of the Beis Hamikdash being a makom kapara to emuna? I mean, emuna is wonderful, kapara is wonderful. One has to do tshuva, one has to do this. Where is there some sort of kesher? So the Gemara says in many places, we'll say sheets, I guess, that tshuva is not shayach the etzim. If Lamashal a chayfetz is a good mashal. If something is broken, there's no way to fix it. The only way to fix is if let's say I have a box around the thing. And the box tears or breaks or whatever it is, then it doesn't affect the thing itself. Tshuva works because there's a gilui in the person that the deeper layer of the person was not affected at all. The person's core metzias was not affected. What you saw was certain ginunim, the outside manifestation of it, how he interacted and how he interacts and so on and so forth. So in order to do that, person needs to, so we have to determine that there's a nekud in the person that has stayed steadfast the whole time. That's how the world of kapara works. It's even in a certain sense, like just like with psychology, I'm talking psychology in a broad term. If somebody comes to me and he wants to do X, so the only way I can convince him not to do X is by seeing a bigger picture and saying, listen, the M is what you want is covered attention, goods. It's not, let me show you a better way to get it. So kulai vulai, that's something that could work if it's going to, with Malchus Seichel. I need to be aimed on a rut, on a ruts of pneumias of a person to do good. So I say, you know, everything that's been rotten is outside. I scrape it off, scoop it out, and I have back the person's atzmus, person with his real mitzvahs being tahar. So b'schus the emuna, there was zeicha to this, all these kaparis and so on, because emuna tells me that the person is be'etzem solid, he can be misakin himself. Therefore, it's pointing out an akuda pnimis that has not become lost and will not become lost. Okay, now what are all these places? Bim oynes aroyes im esev ishmol sheyesh on derech Yisrael. Mehar ne meirim im sirim v'oig. Shenigma benomer hu az ve'ena kol kach gibor. Ve'ari gibor be'etzim. So a leopard or whatever they translate number is something which it has daring, but it does not have the strength. So you have the Aryeh, which is actually stronger, and the Nemo who doesn't mind fighting somebody who's stronger. So he says, that got all of this for you. So basically it's describing Paisel's journey from being the midbar and so on to the Klal Yisrael establishing itself and becoming a metzias that everything else can stand on. Okay, I think we'll hold it here by the previous phase.